I am the Buddha, in the crown of every true Chela throughout the earth. Whether they are found in this or that religion, or in no religion at all. For truly, the true Chelas are those who follow the inner path, and thus many of them have not found a place in any outer religion or any outer teaching. They are too loyal to the inner path to let an outer teaching take them away from going within. I am not thereby recommending that you do not follow an outer teaching organization as long as you feel it helps you grow. But I, Gautama, have come to add my voice to those of El Moya, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, and Jesus, who have attempted to help you rise out of the misguided loyalty to an outer teaching and an outer organization, whether it be Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, or any other teaching. Truly, those who have been the students of the Ascended Masters and who recognize the existence of the Ascended Masters should be able to recognize the truth that since they are masters in heaven from virtually every religion on earth, we are beyond the outer religions and organizations. And therefore, we have followed the inner path, and we have never allowed ourselves to be trapped in anything outer. Had we done so, we would not be ascended masters today. We would still be unascended, and we might indeed be sitting in some church somewhere every Sunday, feeling we were holier than other people because we were members of that particular religion. Truly, I must tell you that in every religion on earth, in every spiritual organization, you find those who should have moved on, but have not moved on. And there can be only two reasons. One is fear, one is pride. These two feelings are the two biggest inroads for the forces of Mara into your consciousness. I must tell you that we once in a while put an ear to the counsels of the dark beings to see what they are up to. And they have a saying that you might benefit from knowing. They say, if we can't scare them, we can sure make them prideful. And that is the unfortunate truth when you look at the landscape of religion on earth. The vast majority of all religious people on this planet fall into the category of either being afraid of going to hell or being so prideful that they think they need not follow the inner path. They need not go beyond the image they have created and which makes them comfortable in the knowing that because of this or that outer condition, they are better than others. Truly, many Christians fall into that category even though the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons, and even though Jesus himself said, "He who would be greatest among you, let him be the servant of all." What is it that makes even students of the ascended masters fall into this trap of either pride or fear? What is it that makes it so hard for you to look back at the last 100 years and see that every organization we have sponsored has followed the same pattern? When the direct contact to the ascended host was broken, the students were divided into 3 main camps. Those that were afraid to move on, those that were too prideful, thinking they did not have to move on, and then those that did move on. What is it that makes it impossible for you to move on? My beloved, it can only be an attachment to something on earth. And yet, you have all heard the story of how I sat under the Bo tree at the brink of entering Nirvana. And at that point, I was approached by the demons of Mara. Have you not understood their goal? It was to make me somehow react to anything they did. It did not matter what they did, as long as they could get me to react in some way that was below the level of total peace. Had I reacted, it would have shown that I had an attachment to something on earth, and thereby I would not have been free to enter Nirvana. I would have had a chain that linked me to earth. My beloved, I want you to ponder this story, and I want you to ponder the story of how Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and I want you to realize that non-attachment is the key to Christhood, to Buddhahood, and to the ascension. And you might think you have an idea of what a non-attachment means, but most of you have not truly realized that it means complete and absolute non-attachment to anything, and I mean anything on earth. You have all heard that there are numerous requirements for fulfilling the ascension, but most of you have come to accept the popular cultural belief that as long as you balance 51% of your karma and at least somewhat work on your divine plan, you can ascend. Well, I must tell you that there is one final requirement of the ascension of which most of you are not aware. Imagine that you have fulfilled every requirement for the ascension. You are karma free. You have fulfilled your divine plan, your sacred labor. You have done everything that needs to be done. And now you stand before that straight and narrow gate, that leads to the ascended state, the ascended consciousness. At that point, you stand alone. No master will be with you. No one will push you from the behind. No one will pull you from above. You must take the final step on your own. And to take that step, you must make a choice. And that choice involves that you leave the earth, or at least the consciousness of earth, behind forever. In order to make that decision, you must have complete non-attachment to anything on earth. For if you do have an attachment, how can you leave behind that to which you still feel attached, that to which you still feel that you cannot be whole without? You see, my beloved, as we have attempted to explain to you over these last couple of days, the true inner path is the path of oneness. In heaven, we are all one, even though we retain our individuality. Yet, we are not divided because we are all one with our God, with our source. Therefore, our I is single, and we do not serve two masters. Unless you have that state of being undivided, having the pure mind, the one mind, as so many of my followers say, unless you have that one mind, you cannot enter the ascended state. You simply will not be allowed to enter the door. You will not be able to enter the door. You will not be willing to enter the door if your mind is divided by something that pulls you back to earth. Thus, I ask you to consider that if you have followed the spiritual path for many years, you will come to a plateau, and you can stay on that plateau almost indefinitely if you do not come to the realization that the requirement for moving forward is to let go of any and all of your attachments. What is an attachment? It is the false belief that you need something from outside yourself, something from the earth realm, in order to be whole. This is the lie that has been put upon humankind by the fallen ones for eons. It is a lie you believe because your egos were born of separation, and thus the ego knows that it is not complete in itself, can never be complete in itself, and therefore it believes in the lie that it needs something from outside itself in order to be saved. And if you identify with the ego, then you too will believe in that lie. Yet the reality is that the real you, the conscious you, as Mother Mary explains in her magnificent book, is what was created by God. It was created by God in wholeness, in peace. You have lost that wholeness, or rather you have lost the sense of wholeness, by delving into the duality consciousness and developing attachments to this or that. And therefore, the only way back is to systematically cut the ties. Why do you think God said that He is a jealous God? I know this sounds ominous and fearful, But the reality of it is that God loves you so fervently that He wants only the best for you. And He knows that the best for you is oneness with Him, so you know who you are as a co-creator with God. So why would He allow you to remain trapped forever in a lesser sense of identity? And therefore, the true requirement for ultimate happiness, ultimate peace of mind, the ascension, salvation, or whatever you want to call it, the ultimate requirement is total union with God, and that can be attained only through complete non-attachment to anything in the material universe. Thus, you ought to take this realization and use it to look in the mirror and consider honestly your attachments. Please take note that I am not in any way trying to put a burden of blame upon you for having attachments. On the contrary, I am come in the hope of setting you free from these attachments by helping you see that it is the attachments that keep you from walking the path and attaining the inner peace of mind for which all people long. How can you be at peace as long as you have an attachment? And an attachment can be many things. Many attachments are subtle. Many attachments have taken on the disguise of something that is absolutely necessary. And thus I come to reveal to you that even the spiritual path, as defined through a particular teaching or organization, can become an attachment. Many of you have followed a specific teaching and have given specific practices for decades. I must tell you that you have all rendered a magnificent service to the Ascended Host. And we are grateful for all of your efforts. But I must also tell you that many of you have gradually developed a sense of attachment to a certain outer practice or even to a certain approach to the path, making you think you have to do all of these decrees every day or the sky will fall. My beloved, there does come a point on the spiritual path where you have the opportunity to attain a state of consciousness where you do not have to do all of the outer things in order to do the work you are here to do for the Ascended Host. It has never been our intention that people should have to degree hours a day for their entire lives. There will come a point where you have the opportunity to go within and make that contact with your Christ Self that enables you to radiate light in everything you do or say or think. And thus, your entire life becomes a spiritual practice of radiating light. It is not only when you decree or pray that you are invoking light, for you are no longer at the level of consciousness where you need to invoke light from above. thinking that the light has to come from the ascended host, and therefore you have to call to us over and over and over again. There is a higher level of service where you are the open door, and the light does not have to be invoked from above because it comes from within. My beloved, the kingdom of God is within you, meaning that when you reach that state of integration, of wholeness, of oneness, then the light can radiate from within. My beloved, I must tell you that there are many people who have been loyal to us by following the outer path and doing outer practices. But they have come to a point, and some have come to that point years ago, where they would have done much more force by stepping up to this higher level of service, of simply being the light in action always. And there are indeed a substantial number of people who are actually holding back their growth, and therefore holding back their potential for service, precisely because they are trapped in the consciousness that they have to keep giving so many decrees for the rest of their lives, and they will not go in their own hearts and listen to the voice of their Christ self, which tells them, it is time to come up higher. It is time to come up to a higher level of service. And thus, can you see that even the path can become an attachment? And I must tell you that if you have passed the point where you should have moved higher, there will be a certain strain in your being. For when you were new on the path, and when it was right for you to give so many decrees, you found it easy to do so, and they flowed so easily. But now that you no longer need to do so, it becomes harder, and therefore you must strain more, you must force yourself. And if you will be willing to be honest, you will notice this strain. And I know very well that your egos can so easily give you away an excuse for not changing. Oh, it must be opposition from dark forces. It must be because fewer people are decreeing, so I have to hold a greater balance. And therefore, it is a greater strain for me. There are innumerable excuses. But I must tell you that the reality for many of you is that you have moved past the point where you should have stepped up to the inner path. And this is the real cause of your strain, because your soul wants you to move higher, but your outer mind will not allow it to do so. And thus you have to keep suppressing your own soul in order to continue to do the outer practices. What is the way out? It is to realize that the essential key to walking the spiritual path is to overcome your attachments, and then to look in the mirror and be honest and realize that you have turned the path into one or many attachments. And then it is to realize that we have always said that the heart contact is more important than the outer practice. My beloved, it is not your mouth that will bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. It is your heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What does it mean to be pure of heart? It means that you are at peace, so your heart is not burdened. And how can you be at peace as long as you have attachment to this or that? It simply is not possible. And therefore you must recognize, as you have been told over and over again, that there are masters in the Himalayas who are not decreeing, who are not praying, who are not going to church every Sunday or several times a week. Some of them do not even meditate, for they have reached a level of mastery where everything they do is a meditation, everything they do is a prayer, everything they say is a decree that releases the unconditional love of God. And yet these beings hold the balance for the earth. And if you could attain that state of consciousness, you could hold a far greater balance for the earth than you can now, no matter how many decrees you are doing. I tell you that when you attain that state of inner peace, you can do more for the ascended host in 1 second than many people can currently do, even if they decreed with full power 24 hours a day. I am in no way diminishing the power of decrees. I am simply telling you that there is a higher level. And I am telling you that there are many people who have followed the teachings of the Ascended Masters who are ready to step up to that level if they would only let go of their attachments to the idea that somehow entered their consciousness way back, that they had to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. My beloved, there are some of you who think that the spiritual path should be the path of suffering, just like the Via Dolorosa that so many Christians believe is the only way to salvation. Let me tell you honestly where this belief comes from, because it comes truly from the ego. The ego knows that it is not worthy in and of itself to enter the kingdom of God, and therefore it believes that it must buy its way into that kingdom, and it believes it is possible to buy its way into the kingdom. This is a lie, but the ego will never see that it is a lie, and therefore the only way that you can escape the downward pull of that lie is that you realize who you are, and that you are smarter than your ego, and you are different, you are separate from your ego, and therefore you can separate yourself from it. I must tell you that at a lower level of the path, it is natural and it is indeed necessary to be dissatisfied with your progress, to feel that you have always more to do, that you should be doing more than you are doing, because this is the only way you can escape the downward pull of the mass consciousness, which pulls you back into becoming an ordinary human being living the good material life instead of getting up in the morning and doing these weird spiritual exercises. So it is necessary at a certain stage to have that sense of dissatisfaction, that sense that you should always be doing more. But the problem with this is that it makes you feel like you are always behind. You are not good enough. You are literally like the donkey who is pulling a cart, and in front of the cart is hanging a carrot from a string. And then the donkey is running towards the carrot, thinking it can reach it, but it will never catch up to it. My beloved, we have no desire to see our best chelas act like a donkey for the rest of their lives, running after the carrot that they can never reach. There comes a point on your path where you need to recognize that you have done enough outer things, that you need to step up to the higher level and manifest inner peace, for the inner peace is truly the ultimate service you can give. Imagine the power of 10,000 Christ at once on earth. Imagine the power of just a few hundred people who had reached the Buddhic consciousness and how they could transform the planet just by being here and being here below all that they are above. And so I must tell you that when you have been on the path for a number of years, there is a measure you need to apply to yourself, and you need to take a good look at yourself and say, do I feel at peace with myself? Do I feel at peace with my path and my progress on the path? And then you need to recognize that if you do not feel at peace, the way to attain peace is not to run even faster, which is what your ego tells you to do. The way to attain peace is to step back and say, the goal of the path is Buddhahood, and Buddhahood is total peace. Total peace comes from total non-attachment. So if I am not at peace, I must have attachments, and thus I must let those go one at a time, until I too can face the demons of Mara. Even when they come to me and try to make me feel guilty for not having given so and so many decrees. Peace is the goal of the spiritual path. Be willing to let go of whatever prevents you from attaining inner peace. For truly, we have no desire whatsoever to see our best chelas run around for decades, feeling like they are never good enough, like they are never doing enough. There are so many of you who have striven for so long, and we long to give you that pat on the shoulder and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will now make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Allow yourselves to feel the joy that is truly shared by all in the ascended realm, a joy that can be shared by you in the undescended realm, but only when you let go of the attachments that prevent you from feeling that joy in your heart, because your attention is always centered elsewhere, being so busy saving the world that you do not have time to establish the inner peace that is the true key to saving the world. Thus I come to give you a portion of my peace, my flame of peace. If you will accept it in your heart chalice, in the secret chamber of your heart, then I will anchor it there now. And if you will spend a little time meditating on the flame of peace and allowing that flame to expose to you your attachments that keep you from peace, then that flame will surely grow until it consumes your attachments and you one day sit down and say, I will let go of all the outer things. I will enter into the peace of my Lord. I will not only be at peace, I will be peace on earth. And thus, I will be an extension of the eternal flame of peace of the Buddhas of all time. And I will allow the Buddhas to expand the flame of peace on earth through me, so that all non-peace on earth can be swallowed up, not by what I have done, but what I am being. And so center in your hearts, if you will, and accept the flame of peace that I place in the heart center of each one, as you are willing and able to hold a portion great or small. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Peace, be still, and know that the I am in you is God.